Hi, this is Tammy Cummings with the Washoe County Sheriff's Office Community Relations Section. This is audio press release 1400125. The Sheriff's Office arrests Reno man on forgery charges involving elderly victim. Washoe County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Brian Oliver Dare, age 36, of Reno last week, on charges related to altering and cashing the check of a 90-year-old South Reno woman. Dare, who was working as a driver for the Salvation Army at the time of the incident, was called to the woman's home to pick up a mattress sometime in late September. According to investigators, Dare told the victim that the Salvation Army would not accept her mattress because of a stain. He then said that he would take care of the stain in the mattress for $30 and asked the woman to write a check to him personally. After receiving the check, Dare altered the check amount from the initial $30 to $330, investigators said. He then proceeded to cash the check for the higher amount. After noting the discrepancy, the victim contacted the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. The subsequent investigation led to the arrest of Dare on one charge of forgery, first-degree murder, intent to utter a fictitious note, and obtaining money under false pretenses in violation of probation conditions. Washoe County Sheriff's Office detectives investigating this case think there may be additional victims of fraudulent activity by Dare. Anyone who may have been in similar circumstances is encouraged to review their bank statements immediately and to contact the Detective Division at 328-3320 if they detect anything suspicious. It's not the policy of the Salvation Army to solicit or receive monetary donations during the pickup of household donations, said Major Michael Zielinski, Washoe County coordinator for the Salvation Army. If any individual solicited for a monetary donation during a household donation pickup, please call their office at 688-4555 to report the incident. He apologizes for the inappropriate action taken by Mr. Dare. As the holiday season approaches, the Sheriff's Office would like to remind residents to be alert for scams in which criminals pose as friends, family, respected companies, government agencies, and charities in an attempt to fraudulently obtain money quickly. Con artists are constantly looking for new ways to defraud the public. These criminals will lie, distract, or persuade people into making split-second decisions. The following safeguards are from our Staying Safe page at WashoeSheriff.com. Residents with caller ID are encouraged not to answer a call if they don't recognize the telephone number. Allow the unfamiliar caller to leave a message. When on the phone with an unknown solicitor, get as much identifying information about the caller as possible, including a callback number. If an unwanted caller persists, tell the caller that you've already contacted local law enforcement. Don't post personal information on social networking sites. Never post addresses, telephone numbers, and places you're visiting or planning to visit. And be skeptical of individuals representing themselves as members of organizations or officials asking for donations through email or social networking sites. Never provide personal or financial information unless you have complete confidence in that person or organization that you're dealing with. Providing this information to an unknown party may make you vulnerable to identity theft. Don't send money through electronic services if you're called regarding a loved one that has been incarcerated in another county, state, or country without verification of that family member's status. And be aware that scammers are now posing as law enforcement agencies, threatening potential victims with arrest for outstanding warrants if immediate payment conditions are not met. Again, don't provide these callers with any personal or financial information and report the call to local law enforcement immediately. Thank you.